following program is recorded, and we are not accepting any phone calls. Good morning, and welcome to Community Spotlight. Our return guest is Joe Fignani of Service Pos of Central Pennsylvania. Joe, thanks for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having me. We really appreciate this.
Now, last year, you were our guest a couple times. We actually replayed it a few times, and wow, you had a pretty good year, right?
We did. We did. And I'm sure that's directly in response to the publicity that we got from so many radio stations like yours and others and TV and newspapers. It really helped to get our name out there. In fact, when I was in a restaurant, I was just leaving the restaurant one, and this little girl said, "Oh, that's the man from Service Pos." And, I don't know where she, had seen me or whatever, but she recognized me. And I didn't have on my Service Pos shirt. It was just, we're just in there.
Well, you're on WTAJ.
Yeah, and others. But it's just, and so many others. I mean, just people are saying that, they see us, our name, which is really good. And I think that was a major factor in us bringing in the money. I know a lot of nonprofits and a lot of commercial businesses had trouble last year because of the virus. So, I really feel very fortunate that we did as well as as we did, despite that.
Now, before we get into the wonderful year that you had and the wonderful year you're going to have coming up, can you recap what Service Pos of Central Pennsylvania does? It's a wonderful organization, and I really, really appreciate everyone who contributes, and you're doing a wonderful job. Can you just inform everybody?
Yeah, basically, Service Pos of Central PA, we were founded a little over 10 years ago, and our mission is supporting service dogs and those they serve. The major two things that we do, number one, we help sponsor and pay for service dogs for people with disabilities because they can be very expensive, sometimes over $30,000. Most of the time, not that, but very rarely can you get a hold of one for less than $8,000. It's about the lowest we've seen, and that depends on the disability and how much individualized training they need, but we help with that payment. We ask each one of our clients to contribute something towards the dog because we want them to have a little skin in the game kind of thing. But we don't ask for any financial criteria. That's not our thing because we want to get service dogs to people that need them so that they can become more independent. And that's our main cause. Then also we help people with extraordinary veterinary expenses or maybe special foods or things like that if they have an accredited service dog. And then educating the public as to what service dogs are, what they do and what they don't do, and the difference between service dogs and emotional support dogs. A service dog has extensive training from major schools that are accredited, and emotional support dogs, most of the time they're just, pets that people have, and dogs are just great with people. I mean, we've had this symbiotic relationship between dogs and people for thousands of years. So they love to please people, be with people and things like that. So they're going to pick up on issues that you might have and things like that. But that doesn't make them a service dog because they haven't had the training. I mean, they do a lot of it just by instinct, but they're not going to perform a lot of the tasks that a service dog is asked to perform, with all the different disabilities between hearing and guide dogs and balance dogs, seizure alert. I mean, there's so many things that service dogs can help, where they can help. So we want to make sure that people, get this information and know the difference. And unfortunately, there are so many fraudulent things up on the internet. If you go to the internet and I can get a certificate. If I pay $1,000, I get that. And most of it's all scams. There's very, if you look in a search engine, very rarely do you get any legitimate help with a service dog until you get two or three pages into it. And most people don't go that far. They look for the first four or five on the choices that they and they'll go there and get information, and it's more than likely erroneous. And we know people that have spent $10,000, you know, for on a scam, and the dog was useless. It was not from a school. It wasn't trained properly, and things like this. So it's, you know, that's where we come into play, to try to educate the public also.
Well, see, now that's where, you know, one of the times, you know, we've had you on as a guest, and, you know, you educated the public about, well, you know, there's a lot of training that goes into the, you know, the specificity of the dog to suit the person. And it does take a lot of cash, you know, to train the dog to do all the different things that you're talking about, not just seeing eye. And you sparked the revolution in New York State. You know, changing the laws, you know, where you could take a dog, you know, in New York State. And that changed everything all throughout the country. And like you said, I mean, you know, the service dogs for, like, you know, the other stuff with detecting the seizure, you know, prior to that. And then, you know, also being able to assist the person getting up. I mean, there's all types of things far different than the emotional supporting dogs. These are actually highly trained canines who are, you know, part of a human's life. And like you said, symbiotic, helping everybody out, you know, with this. And boy, it is expensive, but you know, you're generating money to help people have this service. And last year you had what, $70,000? Is that right?
Yeah, we raised over $77,000, which, you know, by far the best in our brief 10-year history, and hopefully this year we'll do even better. We were able to help sponsor five dogs last year, place five dogs. Where in the previous 9 years, we were only able to, we sponsored two dogs, and we helped two clients with medical expenses for a certain thing. So it was just a dramatic difference. We had basically two check presentation ceremonies where we presented checks to New Hope Assistant Dogs and also Susquehanna Service Dogs for to pay for dogs for a couple, several of our clients, for five of them. So it was really... it was really great in that respect. So we really were able to do what we intended to do from the get-go. But we, you know, the money helps get this thing, get these things done.
I know whenever people say, like, you know, they hear, like, you know, oh, you know, $70,000. Okay, what's your administrative cost? Well, if anybody has not heard the other programs that you were on, your administrative cost. Can you go back over that one again real quick?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, 99% of the money that we raise goes directly to help consumers. We have very low administrative costs. All the board members are volunteer. We don't have any office or building. We work out of our homes. The only overhead we have is printing. Sometimes we try to do as much printing on our own computers as we can, but when it comes to big ones, we have printing costs, brochure, we have a website. And those are the main expenses that we have, because everything else is, you know, is donated. We beg for everything. You know, we have a board that, you know, does a good job of going out and begging for contributions from all the businesses. And in fact, we have someone that usually goes online, and we're getting donations from California and Florida. We even got one contribution from England, which was really, really wild. So we are getting out there, and people are finding out about us. So that's been an incredible help.
And the dogs that you actually have that are helping people are really in central PA. You're based out of Altoona, and you help people in Jefferson County, Clearfield County, Indiana County. I mean, there's all kinds of areas that you're helping people out in this area, and these, everybody around the planet, it seems like, you know, they're at least donating to the cause. And you know, you have there's a way of contacting you. Do you want to give out that info?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, which is servicepawsofcentralpa.org. You could email us at servicepawsofcentralpa@gmail.com. And you can always call me. My number is 814-940-0270. And those are the three ways that you can get in touch with us, And you know, I try to respond to all calls within the day. So, you know, we try to, you know, be available for any kind of response and question. We have our on our website. We have an application for financial assistance. We also have an application to be a board member. And now we just put up, we have a form to register for our upcoming golf tournament in July. And also there's a sponsorship levels that you can complete that and help us sponsor the golf tournament in July. Those have just been completed. So those are the ways you can contact me. But I like the best way by telephone. I love to talk on the telephone. You know, I can text, but I just prefer talking. I love.
You're a people person, Joe. You're a people person. You know, this is all good. I'm looking forward to July. You know, my God, much nicer weather for, you know, everything good. You know, that'd be fantastic. So then, you know, this year you can look forward to that. And if anyone, you know, needs, you know, to look up your information, they can find you at the ServicePaws of CentralPennsylvania.org. We only have about 3 minutes left. I don't know. Is there anything else that you could possibly add to this?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, we are doing well, and we want to improve. As I said, 2021 was a great year, and particularly in light of the virus, it was an incredible year. But this year actually looks, 22 looks maybe even better. We have three people working with service dogs right now. We have another six that are on the waiting list, and we have many that have applied. So I really think we should probably get at least sponsor at least five more dogs this year, maybe more. Hopefully we can get to 10. That would be a real, real incredible level for us. And, you know, maybe we can expand our area. Right now we service 14 counties in South Central PA, from Westmoreland to Mifflin. But, you know, we get requests from all throughout the state. And, you know, hopefully we can just make it the whole state, and we'll see. You know, maybe eventually, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years down the road, we could go national. Because there is no other organization that does what we do. There are organizations that help veterans. But
and they are fantastic. We've had them on, too.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, but for someone who's not a veteran and don't have a vision issue, though, all those service dogs for balance, for alert, peanut detection, all the diabetes and all the different diseases that they can detect, those dogs are expensive, and that's where we come into play. And as I said, we don't have any financial, you know, requirements. We don't, you know, look at their inventory or what they own or whatever. It's just, you know, we think people should have service dogs if they need them.
Well, it's amazing the personality that dogs have. I mean, you know, I have an untrained dog, actually two. And boy, the personality they have and the emotional support that they provide. But they're completely untrained. I will tell the dog, come here. And the dog will come here. You know, stop barking. Boy, that's sometimes a little difficult, you know. You know,
yeah.
But you're talking about well-disciplined, well-trained dogs. And like you said earlier, you know, thousands of years. I mean, humans and canines, you know, we've been together for thousands of years. Part of our evolutionary, you know, pack, you know, just amazing. Joe, I really appreciate chatting with you. And thank you again for joining us on Community Spotlight this morning.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. I really appreciate it.